A man hath no greater, I think I'm quoting here. If not, forgive me. Well, I have the Dewey Rams open. A man hath no greater gift to give than to lay down his life for his friends. I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere, and I'm pretty sure that that's a pretty good source. That, the incarnate wisdom himself is a pretty good source. I'm going to go with that. Mr. Mayrat, in truth, French. Now, I'm beating this dead horse here today because today is our 5th year anniversary show. We're actually going to do our anniversary all week. We'll have another show tomorrow with Brother Andre. We'll still continue the anniversary celebration because it is a. I'm going to do it like my birthday. We'll have anniversary week instead of anniversary day since we missed yesterday anyway. But having said that, I'm doing this subject here today because the Crusade Channel. The Veritas Radio Network, as a conventional radio program struggling in this sea of, and I mean it is a sea of everyone being a broadcaster. Almost everyone has a show of some sort. With a subscription pay model while they're giving it away on YouTube. The only reason, the only way we have survived and are here to tell the story today and go read some of the accomplishments. 3 miracles by my count. Baby Lillianne, baby Isaac, baby Alexander. 3 miracles of what's occurred in the Crusade Channel in the first 5 years. We've broadcast in 8 different states in the United States, 2 different countries. Had over 200 guests appear on this channel, over 900 episodes of this show, over 200 episodes of the Reconquest. We're about to, Mr. Barrett's about to celebrate his 2nd year of being a daily radio host here on the Crusade Channel. We covered a presidential campaign, unlike anyone else. Correctly predicted the result that President Trump would beat sinister evil Hillary Clinton. We've covered all these issues. We were here the day that Notre Dame in Paris burned down and covered it for you. The only reason that we were able to do any of this is because we have friends, true friends, who are super rabid Crusade Channel fans. And the reason that we're here every day, through all of the toil and all of the thanklessness and all of what seems to be, is because it's, number one, the right thing to do, and because we love our friends. And we'll keep providing this as long as we are able to. When Doug called earlier, it's what would, what do you see next year as a success? To bring new friends into the crusade. As I said, the chivalry and media part of this, we're looking for people that you don't have to have any experience. We're going to train you. We're going to give you the experience. But you got to make a commitment, and you got to sign off on the rule. I think, like Doug said, our traditional caller in our on our first day anniversary year, people are clamoring for structure and tradition. They actually are. Back to Mr. Mayrod. In truth, friendships are active and require time and effort. At this point, it is worth noting the difference between popularity and having friends. The two are not at all synonymous, but are treated the same way in today's culture. A popular person has followers, people who may like him, but do not really know or interact with him. What holds these followers together is a shared agenda or similar preference. As comedy writer Carrie Smith says in an article about the cancel culture, they don't have friends, they have allies. When someone steps out of line, the bond quickly dissolves. They gong! By the by, our chat room can hit its first milestone today. 30 chatters. If one more person just goes in there at crusadechannel.com/chat. And if you're sampling a 30-day Founders Pass membership and, you know, you're discerning whether or not to become a super rabid fan, which we all think that you should, you need to go hang out in the chat room, bro. Make a friend. Say hello. Look at all the action in there. Look at everything that I'm talking about is played out for you in words and in pitches and links and audio and video. It's easy to get to. All you got to do is have a valid email address and a screen name, and you're in. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. However, a person with friends is a person among equals. A group of friends is necessarily small, since truly knowing another person requires time and effort, which are limited commodities. The person, not his political agenda or preferences, is what matters. A shared faith and morality can enhance friendship, but friendship is still possible without this. Over time, a true friend learns to love the sinner and hate the sin. An ally or follower does the opposite or neither. Friendship is an obvious good for the church and something both the clergy and laity need to pursue together. For the priests and bishops, this means preaching about it and tying the demands of friendship to the demands of Christian discipleship. No Catholic should feel comfortable refusing friendship out of laziness or fear. Nor should anyone continue outsourcing important social interaction to secular organizations. There's somebody who was in the chat room just a moment ago asking the question, what exactly is wrong with Dreher's Benedict Option book? Well, it's filled with errors, number one, and he wants you to act all Catholic-y and have all of the benefits of Christendom and Catholicism without having to go to Mass. We're not actually signing on the dotted line and saying, hey, I think I'm just going to go ahead and join this and become a practicing Catholic. So he conveniently steals teaching, social justice moral teaching from Catholicism and then says you don't have to be a Catholic to use it. Like Dr. John Rao said, and now I am on a mission, this Rod Dreher guy's got to be stopped. He crossed the line last night with this slander that he wrote in response to the Ross Douthat accounting, if you will, of what status the faith is in right now. I responded to it in the Acting All Crusadery blog. Beating this dead horse here today because today is our fifth year anniversary show. We're actually going to do anniversary all week. We'll have another show tomorrow. With Brother Andre, we'll still continue the anniversary celebration because it is a. I'm going to do it like my birthday. We'll have anniversary week instead of anniversary day since we missed yesterday anyway. But having said that, I'm doing this subject here today because the Crusade Channel and the Veritas Radio Network, as a conventional radio program struggling in this sea. Of, and I mean it is a sea of everyone being a broadcaster. Almost everyone has a show of some sort. With a subscription pay model while they're giving it away on YouTube. The only reason, the only way we have survived and are here to tell the story today. And go read some of the accomplishments. Three miracles by my count. Baby Lillian. Baby Isaac, baby Alexander. Three miracles of what's occurred in the Crusade Channel in the first 5 years. We've broadcast in 8 different states in the United States, 2 different countries. Had over 200 guests appear on this channel. Over 900 episodes of this show. Over 200 episodes of the Reconquest. We're about to, Mr. Barrett's about to celebrate his second year of being a daily radio host here on the Crusade Channel. We covered a presidential campaign, unlike anyone else, correctly predicted the result that President Trump would beat sinister evil Hillary Clinton. We've covered all these issues. We were here the day that Notre Dame in Paris burned down and covered it for you. The only reason that we were able to do any of this is because we have friends, true friends, who are super rabid Crusade Channel fans. And the reason that we're here every day, through all of the toil and all of the thanklessness and all of what seems to be, is because it's, number one, the right thing to do, and because we love our friends. And we'll keep providing this as long as we are able to. When Doug called earlier, it's what would what do you see next year as a success? To bring new friends into the crusade. As I said, the chivalry and media part of this, we're looking for people that you don't have to have any experience. We're going to train you. We're going to give you the experience. But you got to make a commitment. And you got to sign off on the rule. I think, like Doug said, our traditional caller in our on our first day anniversary year, people are clamoring for structure and tradition. They actually are. Back to Mr. Mayrod. In truth, friendships are active and require time and effort. At this point, it is worth noting the difference between popularity and having friends. The two are not at all synonymous, but are treated the same way in today's culture. A popular person has followers, people who may like him, but do not really know or interact with him. What holds these followers together is a shared agenda or similar preference. As comedy writer Carrie Smith says in an article about the cancel culture, they don't have friends, they have allies. When someone steps out of line, the bond quickly dissolves. They gong! By the way, our chat room can hit its first milestone today, 30 chatters. If one more person just goes in there at crusadechannel.com/chat. And if you're sampling a 30-day Founders Pass membership and, you know, you're discerning whether or not to become a super rabid fan, which we all think that you should, you need to go hang out in the chat room, bro. Make a friend. Say hello. Look at all the action in there. Look at everything that I'm talking about is played out for you in words and in pitches and links and audio and video. It's easy to get to. All you got to do is have a valid email address and a screen name, and you're in. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. However, a person with friends is a person among equals. A group of friends is necessarily small, since truly knowing another person requires time and effort, which are limited commodities. The person, not his political agenda or preferences, is what matters. A shared faith and morality can enhance friendship, but friendship is still possible without this. Over time, a true friend learns to love the sinner and hate the sin. An ally or follower does the opposite or neither. Friendship is an obvious good for the church and something both the clergy and laity need to pursue together. For the priests and bishops, this means preaching about it and tying the demands of friendship to the demands of Christian discipleship. No Catholic should feel comfortable refusing friendship out of laziness or fear. Nor should anyone continue outsourcing important social interaction to secular organizations. Somebody was in the chat room just a moment ago asking the question, what exactly is wrong with Dreher's Benedict Option book? Well, it's filled with errors, number one, and he wants you to act all Catholic-y and have all of the benefits of Christendom and Catholicism without having to go to Mass. We're not actually signing on the dotted line and saying, hey, I think I'm just going to go ahead and join this and become a practicing Catholic. So he conveniently steals teaching, social justice, moral teaching from Catholicism and then says you don't have to be a Catholic to use it. Like Dr. John Rao said, and now I am on a mission, this Rod Dreher guy's got to be stopped. He crossed the line last night with this slander that he wrote in response to the Ross Douthat accounting, if you will, of what status the faith is in right now. I responded to it in the Acting All Crusadery blog.